you, and hopefully you can be with us now for the entire program. The next 28 and a half minutes seemingly goes quite quickly, but we have so many portions to today's program. The segues hopefully will keep your attention. We like to keep a program that moves right along, and we're going to do the concluding part of a message that we did at our home church. The title was A Place Called Patmos.
I'm glad that through the eye of faith, I see him for who he is today. He's more than a man. He's more than just a person that came to this earth. He is the Almighty. He's the Holy One. He is the Balm of Gilead. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Lily, the Vine, and the Morning Star. Amen. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Man, I tell you right now, if we, and I don't mean that little colloquialism there, I mean if we as individuals, if we could ever get in the Spirit, I believe that's the urgency of the hour, is that what we do, whether it's sing, whether it's preach, whether it's testifying, being in the Spirit is altogether the most important thing. I wonder sometimes whether or not I have arrived to the point. You see, I believe that he was here for the Word of God. If a church has any function, it ought to be its loyalty, its adherence to the Word of God. The Word of God is perfect, infallible. It's good for correction, for rebuke. It will help us. It's the only thing that liberates people, that's the Word of God. It's the only thing that illuminates people, that lets them know that they're in a lost condition. Listen here, this Bible is more than a book of sayings and suggestions. This Bible is holy. It's without any need of editing or whatever. It's been a preserved word. And John said, I'm here for the Word of God. And then secondly, he said, I'm here for the testimony of Jesus. How much would we be willing to suffer today if we were put to the test? If somebody said, what is your faith? Would we just cower in some kind of humility? Or would we say, my trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ? Paul writing said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. I'm glad today that I have believed, haven't you? I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Amen. I know that as we get older, sometimes we think about things maybe in a different form. But I'm glad today to tell you one thing, that I'm not worried about where I'm going. I'm just as sure of heaven as if I were already there. Amen. Somebody asked Dr. Lakin or told Dr. Lakin, they said, I hope to see you in heaven. He said, that's up to you. I'm glad that I'm going, Brother Jerry, aren't you? Amen. Sealed, signed, and delivered. Somebody said, that's arrogancy. No, it's my confidence in the Word of God. Sister Mary, you and I and Brother Owen, some of us have been on this journey a pretty good while. Started a long time ago, but I'm glad that he's able to see us to the conclusion of this. He that has begun a good work in us is able to keep that which we've committed unto him. He's able. He's still working on us. And John said, I was here for the testimony of Jesus. What could John say? When you go back here, he simply said, he gave the account of the woman at the well. He talked about Nicodemus coming to Christ. That great statement there, in the beginning was the Word. That Word is Jesus Christ. It's not any other individual. It said John said, I saw him, he had in his right hand seven stars. Now, there may have been more churches than seven, but he named seven of them. And he said, out of his mouth goes a sharp two-edged sword. I'm glad for a place called Patmos, aren't you? Somewhere in our lives, we may reach a Patmos. I don't know how difficult it may be. I don't know if we might have to be sent to prison. There are Christians today all around the globe, Brother Ray, that are no doubt being persecuted for their faith in Christ. There are people today that are facing horrible situations. When you look back in our history, when those that had to face the lions there in the Roman Colosseums, those that died martyrs' deaths, Hebrews chapter 11 gives us a little glimpse of some of those heroes of the faith. It said that they weren't worthy of what the world had to say about them. But I'm glad today that my Lord is keeping a record. He's got the record completely. He knows exactly. I don't know how he keeps it, but I know one thing. He keeps it. I don't know whether he writes it in what kind of form, but I just know that he has it. Somebody said, when was your name written down? This is going to get just a little technical. It was written down from the foundation of the world. I don't understand all that, but I put a seal on it when I believed on it. Amen. I made my calling and election sure when I believed on him. Amen. I'm not going to heaven for any other reason. Not going because somebody saw my face on a television or heard my voice on a radio. I'm going because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Hurt. I'm going because of my faith in one who died, was buried, and is risen again. Hallelujah today. I'm glad today that there was a place called Patmos. There was a place called Patmos. There may be a Patmos in your life or in my life. We don't know. We don't know what the future exactly holds, but I'm confident of one thing. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Oh, the day that we are worshiping now. He said, I was in the Spirit. The Spirit makes all the difference, doesn't it? And we need that fire today, as my good friend, Brother Reagan Riddle, was singing about on our program this morning. We need that fire, don't we? We need that fire. You can't eat green beans without seasoning. We need that fire, that seasoning that only God can bring. I'm glad for one thing, there's a place called Patmos.
Well, I hope you might have benefited from that little sermon on a place called Patmos. John said specifically that he was there for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. It was going to be a time not only of testing, but a time of trial. There on this island where it was in the middle of the Aegean Sea, where criminals were put. Obviously, not a very pleasant place, but he was banished later. John came back to where his home was, but here he stood and then gave something, a panoramic view of future events. I hope you enjoyed A Place Called Patmos. Going to have a great song today by the Dixie Melody Boys. I've known Ed O'Neill out of Kinston, North Carolina for years and years. He sang for us on different occasions back maybe 30 years ago or more, and I always found Ed to be a wonderful person, a great individual. I like his singing. I believe that you're going to appreciate What Remains of Me.
One day all they'll have is a faded photograph to remind them of the man I used to be. There'll be things that they I pray above it all, the love of Jesus is what remains of me. It won't matter what I've earned or who I've known. It will all be forgotten when I'm gone. But if I can only leave just one memory, I pray the love of Jesus is what remains of me. One day, if he traced every step I took by faith, may it lead them to the cross of Calvary. I just want to leave behind a legacy so they can find the love of Jesus in what remains of me.
It won't matter what I've earned or who I've known. It will all be forgotten when I'm gone. But if I can only leave just one memory,
pray the love of Jesus is what remains of me.
But if I can only leave just one memory,
I pray the love of Jesus is what remains of me.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now, and as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell, from early survival and great loss to eventual success and many aspects of his life. Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, It's Always a Struggle, But, by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
friends, we do have a website, FIPS, Faith, Family, and Freedom. And it's an honor for us to invite you to look at that. I enjoy speaking around the nation. The Lord has been good to us. I'm a member of Liberty Baptist Church in Muncie, Indiana, an independent Baptist church. We're just an old-fashioned type church, but you'd always be welcome if you're in the area. Also, I want to mention very quickly that our book, It's Always a Struggle, But, you can order that through the website. Again, FIPS, Faith, Family, and Freedom, or you could go and order it by the contact information that'll be on the screen. It has a phone number, mailing address, and if we send the book in the mail, it's $40. But I think that you'd enjoy the pictures on about 291 pages altogether. It's Always a Struggle, But. Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps. And it has been said that let not your children curse you because you gave up their rights. Our generation must stand as never before, unequivocally, resolute, determined that we will stand for our heritage, that we will stand for the principles that made us great as a nation. When de Tocqueville, the Frenchman, came to visit America in 1820, he said, America will be great because America's good. And if it ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great. And he said, I found the strength of America when I went out into the villages and the hamlets, and I found preachers preaching on righteousness and judgment to come. Our preachers must continue to utilize the clarion call that says you must be born again and that righteousness will build a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. This is Andrew Phipps, and I hope that you have a great day.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No
As a student and in teaching, I have always appreciated the good work of Thomas Sowell, an economist, and I think he speaks with clarity and he speaks with common sense. He's definitely a believer in free markets, less government. You know, how can government mandate outcomes with the economy? You know, do they tell us how many units of this that you produce and how much you can sell? Do they decide prices and so on? We're seeing right now in the country, it takes, I've been told, $11,400 now more money just to stay at the level you were last year. That's inflation. Call it whatever you will, but we can tell when we go to the grocery store, when we go out to get a sandwich or we put gasoline in the vehicle. We can tell it in so many ways. And what I'm afraid of is with the runaway debt and the spending that seems to be never ending, when we're talking about a $34 trillion-plus debt. Someone told me that maybe by the year 2030, they're predicting a $50 trillion debt. When does the exponential factor figure in, like it was in the Weimar Republic in Germany in the 20s, when they said it would take a wheelbarrow full of German marks to get a loaf of bread? Would we be surprised if we went to get a McDonald's or something and we were told that the quarter pounder is $30? You see, these people that say that they can just raise prices intermittently wherever they want to do without any kind of economic basis, that is a very reprehensible way to do anything. And I believe that we ought to give diligence to make sure that we know what we're talking about. It's so important socially, politically, and yes, economically. I think you'll enjoy Thomas Sowell. The economist Thomas Sowell, a great intellect, writer, speaker, and an economist. He had this quotation that I think is so apropos, so germane for our thinking. Thomas Sowell asked this. He said, "Have we reached the ultimate stage of absurdity where some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, while other people are not held responsible for what they themselves are doing today?" I think we have had a tremendous program today, and thank you for being a part of it. We appreciate you reminding neighbors and friends and colleagues and fellow members of your church or whatever group you have that this program can be seen and heard in this area. For that, we're grateful. Also, I want to remind you again of our website, FIPS, Faith, Family, and Freedom. Check it out. And if you ever, as a pastor, would like for us to come into your area, you can get in contact with us. The contact information is shown intermittently from time to time, and we certainly would count it an honor. We're trying to reach as many people as possible. But I'm going to look forward to the next opportunity when once again we'll have our faith, family, and freedom. But until then, have a great day. God bless.